Leslie Miller Brooks. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in Saanich for 30 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am a recently retired occupational therapist with a specialization in rehabilitation of the upper extremity. I practiced OT for 37 years working at Island Hand Therapy Clinic, the Royal Jubilee Hospital in the Burn Unit and ICU, the Arthritis Center, and I also had my own small business for 14 years, Touchstone Hand Orthotics in Victoria. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. In the mid-1990s, I was part of a group of people who started the Camosun Community Association. Before this, my government experiences were solely related to student government bodies in university, where I was a co-chair of the student government and later I was a student representative of the School of Allied Health. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I have decided to run for the Saanich Council because of a deep concern for the natural environment and also the community in which we live. What are your top three issues? I believe that staying the course on climate change mitigation and adaptation will be good for the health and well-being of our municipality and its citizens. Thinking about what is good for all of us short-term is one thing, but trying to make good decisions that will affect future generations is so important. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? 25 years from now, I would hope that Saanich will have robust and free transit, more urban canopy, as much renewable energy as possible, and walkable, drivable, bike-able neighborhoods. I also believe we need greater local food security. We only have about 3 days' worth of food if we were cut off from the mainland. What's one big idea you have for your community? A few of my big ideas include a Saanich AC lending service for vulnerable persons during heat waves, hosting off-grid tiny homes in back gardens for up to 2 years, all walk traffic signals at busy intersections so right turns are not backed up, automatically allowing homes over 75 years of age to have suites, and finally a solar shade by law to protect those who are investing in and installing solar panels.